I'm not saying that the red light, you know, can fix everything under the sun. I just haven't known of anybody that it has not made a noticeable improvement or a complete, you know, remedy of every kind of thing, you know, you can imagine. But if listeners aren't familiar with red light therapy, it's non-invasive, self-administering acupuncture, but without needles. In fact, Photonic Health, who manufactures the light, prefers that I say acupressure, but it's basically acupuncture, acupressure points, they're the same. So maybe you call them acu-light points, I don't know. But basically, this particular wavelength of light has a property that penetrates into collagen tissue about an inch and a half. So the wavelength of light replaces the pressure or the needles in acupuncture, but they are the same nerve bundles. So in answer to the question, are there certain points? Yes, there are certain points that you use. Like a point for a shoulder, there might be a point that you would use the light on your leg or your foot or your hand for a shoulder. So the neural pathways, basically the light or the needles or the pressure isn't what cures you. It's the stimulation of the acupuncture point, which is a nerve bundle, which opens up the neural pathways so that the brain can recognize an area that needs healing and continue to address the injury, whether it's chronic or recent, until it's taken care of. So in a short explanation, I had a bad knee for about 11 years. And if I sat with my knee bent for longer than 20, 30 minutes, it would become aching to a point of throbbing, to a point of tears coming out of my eyes. If I was stuck on an airplane or something like that with turbulence and I couldn't get up or straighten my leg, it would really hurt me. And when I started using this light, I was just hoping for maybe, you know, 20% reduction in discomfort, even half, I'd be thrilled. It took about 6 weeks of using the light on that knee, and since I did that, that knee feels like my other knee. I mean, exactly the same. And that's what really proved the effectiveness of that light. And the original inventor of it, Dr. McLaren, who's a retired veterinarian, he's gone, moved back and retired to Australia, but he explained it to me. He said, basically, your body, when I had that knee injury, it was a sports injury, he said, your body heals for about 2 weeks, then it starts laying down scar tissue, it starts desensitizing, shutting down the neural pathway. All the light does is the same thing as a needle, and he is an acupuncturist with needles. He studied in China for many years. He holds the highest rating. He trains acupuncturists. That's how experienced he is. But being a veterinarian, he came across horses that would not tolerate the needle. And that's really where this light began to be developed. So he had the same result with the light as he did with the needles, and then found that people would treat themselves longer to a point of complete healing rather than coming in, getting some results with the acupuncture, and then the time and the money for each treatment. People just wouldn't continue for the longevity that the treatment needed to be to get the ultimate result. So that's the simple explanation of it. I was not familiar with acupuncture or anything when I started to use it, but I kept using it to prove that it wouldn't work, and it kept proving me wrong. So, and I'll take back the light at any time. If you use it for 6 months and it doesn't do a thing for you, you know, send it back to me. To this date, I've only had one come back. I've carried this light for years and years. I've used it personally for, it's got to be about 10 years now. And I've used it on everything from, you know, a child bedwetting problem to horse colicking. It works fantastic on colics. It doesn't replace the call to the veterinarian, but I've had horses passing manure before the vet even gets there. I could go on and on and on about it, but when my knee felt as good as my other knee, I just went, okay, this really has something to it. Now, acupuncture is an ancient healing modality, so it's not like it's something newfangled or something like that. It's just this light has a depth of penetration and effectiveness on that neural pathway. So that's why I encourage people, if you're skeptical, like I was, you know, when I first came across it, I went, oh, this is ridiculous, but what the heck, you know, prove it to yourself. But look in the book. There's books that come with it. Find the point specifically for the shoulder, but also just put it where it hurts. You know, if I have something where I get bruised or something like that, I put it where the bruise is. You know, I drop the, you know, silly wheelbarrow. You know, I dump the wheelbarrow full of manure and it's, you know, kind of swung back and, you know, hit the top of my foot and I just ran over, grabbed the red light. You know, now here's the two hardest things about when to use a red light. Number one is to think about using it. And I don't know why this is. I've caught myself doing it myself. I'll think, oh, I'm getting a headache, you know. And you don't think about using the red light. You go get an aspirin or you go along and think, oh, here we go, you know. And it's funny because you have to remind people. It's like, well, did you try the red light? And my husband does that for me. He's like, well, did you use the red light? Oh, no, duh. But it's using it, and then also it's giving it the credit. You know, like, you know, you use the red light on the temples or the back of the neck, at the base of the neck, and then you realize later, oh, I didn't get a headache, and your brain or my brain tends to rationalize and say, well, I wasn't really going to get a headache anyway. And that's where it's really hard, you know, to recognize the results of it. Now, Melinda, you have an amazing example of the red light where you had complete separation of your elbow. Mm-hmm. And what was it, within 10 days, 2 weeks?
Yeah, they told me it'd be 10 months to a year before I had use of my arm, if I would get use of it. And in 8 weeks, it was way better. And, I mean, I had full extension, full flexion, and about 8 or 9 doctors in there wanting to see what went on. So
yeah.
It was a huge, huge deal. Not only to myself, but they didn't understand it, and they wanted more information on the light because they knew something different had happened with the way that my elbow healed. So it's real big. Something I'll mention, and it took me a little while to realize this, and so I try to mention it to others that use the light. In the book, not only does it show the sequence, or, you know, the points of the acupuncture, but there's an actual sequence to that you have to go follow through, the number sequence, in that order, or you're not getting it efficiently used either. So, and I missed that at the very beginning and was just putting it, you know, where I wanted, even though the points were there. But you really need to start with the numbers of flow and go through that, and it does make a difference. So,
right. And you want to make sure you touch the light to the skin. You don't push into it because it changes the density of the collagen. It doesn't have the depth of penetration if you push.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to just touch the skin.
And you don't need
hold
to rub it.
No,
yeah,
not rub it.
I've
just
seen
hold it.
Rub. Just hold.
Yeah. Yeah, and I've seen people kind of wave it over the area. You want to, like a wand or something, it's like you want to touch the skin, actually make contact without putting pressure, hold it there 5 to 10 to 15 seconds, depending on what you're doing, and then, you know, move it about an inch and a half to another area. So if I'm working on an area that's bruised, or, you know, if I have a sore neck or something like that, you know, my lower back, I actually had my right hip was kind of giving me fits, just getting a little catch in it sometimes. And it was funny because in my brain I kind of went, oh, my hip, oh, my bad hip. And finally I went, what is the matter with me? And I got the red light out and probably used it, you know, I'll bet it was probably about a week, you know, just while you're just relaxing in the evening, just, you know, wherever. I didn't look at the hip point or anything. I'm probably bad about that. And then one day I just kind of went along and went, oh, my hip doesn't bother me. Then I quit using it, and it started catching again. So I was like, oh, maybe I have to use it longer than a few days. So believe me, I am the worst at, you know, following any kind of regime or anything like that. But you know, today my hip doesn't bother me at all. And I'm, like I said, I'm not saying that it fixes everything. I've just had so many experiences. My mom, when she was alive, she tripped over the dog, broke her arm, and she was, you know, in her 70s, late 70s, and, you know, she had a cast on her arm and her hands throbbing in this silly cast, and she's, oh, you know, and I said, well, Mom, use a red light. She holds this cast up. She goes, it's in a cast. And of course, there's only mothers and daughters can talk to each other. I said, well, put it where you can reach it. And she took the light, put it all over her hand and above the cast on her arm, and we were sitting there, you know, visiting. And finally said, hey, Mom, how's your arm? She says, oh, it's fine. I said, well, Mom, wasn't it throbbing a little bit ago? She goes, yeah, it was. So, I mean, it's silly things like that. And even the doctor was like, you, Melinda, when, you know, he took the cast off and said, didn't you just break this, you know, 3 weeks ago? I mean, it was only like three or some weeks. She said, yeah, and he said, you're mended. I mean, it's when the doctors or even the veterinarians, you know, will say, no, that can't be right. And it's like, well, it is right. So, again, it doesn't do the healing. It just gives the body the optimal, you know, neural pathways. The body has to have proper nutrition, movement, opening of neural pathways, you know, but the electrical system makes everything work. So you can have great nutrition or exercise, things like that, but if you have resistance in the electrical system, the body is not getting the information, the signals at a cellular level back and forth at the optimum. And that's the easiest way that I can explain it. But I'd keep using it. Like I said, that the knee issue for me took 6 weeks. There was a woman that had a shoulder issue, you know, a sharp pain, like an ice pick in her shoulder. And I did one treatment following the points for the shoulder in the book, one treatment. And we went in the ladies' room at the facility we were at the time because some of the points I couldn't get to with the dark-colored shirt that she had on. It needs to be either touching the skin or going through a thin or light-colored shirt. And you can put the light up to the fabric to see how much of the light is being blocked out by the fabric. That may be another factor, too. But she literally went in. She's in her brassiere. I finished the points, and she puts her arm up over her head, and her eyes get really big, and she goes, oh, my gosh. I mean, it was like, you know, a miracle. She's jumping around. She starts almost running out of the bathroom, the ladies' room, without her shirt on, going, I can't believe it. And, you know, I saw her or talked to her on the phone, sorry, about it was probably 3 or 4 years later, and she recognized, she asked my name, and I told her, and she said, Karen, it's me, Gail. And she said, you know, she told me she was that woman. She said, do you know that pain has never come back? And, you know, so I've seen situations like that, too, and it's really hard to tell, you know, what the experience is going to be. But if it's only been a couple of weeks, I would hang in there. I would keep using it. You can use it up to 4 times a day on a recent injury. But give yourself a break, like probably every 4 or 5 days. Don't do the treatment because the body will actually desensitize if you do too much. But you can't hurt anything if you do it too much. You just give yourself a break and then start up again, too. So, like I said, it was about 6 weeks for that knee injury, and I've known other people. Dan Moyer, my cowboy friend, he you know, he uses it on his shoulder, and he's also broken his back. He uses it on his back quite a bit because he still has a very physical job. You know, all kinds of things. I could go on and on, but I'd hang in there with it. If it still doesn't work for you, you know, please send it back to me. I don't want anybody to have any of my products or videos or education or, you know, even attend a clinic that you're not happy with. You know, I want to make it fair to you because it, you know, these things work for me and work for other people. I wouldn't carry it or offer it if it didn't. I'm just not that way. I could get sponsorships by big corporations, but I don't use their products. So, you know, if it's something that I carry or offer, it's something that I use and believe in and have experienced the results myself personally. So,